This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. For Leila Noor, moving from New York to Virginia with her family was a choice. Later, however, moving away from her family was a necessity. Leila came out as queer, and that was not only going against her family's beliefs, it also went against her religion, Islam. She's been struggling with these contradictions ever since. Leila developed her revolutionary music style in Greensboro at the age of 17. She performed last night at the Green Bean. She is performing Sunday at the Casbah in Durham, and she is here now at Upstage Cabaret. Leila Noor, welcome to the State of Things.
Thank you.
So why did you choose Greensboro?
Well, my family actually, with my mother, she moved down to Halifax, Virginia, which is actually 2 hours from here. And I was, at that point, still a Muslim, and it was impossible for me to get a job in that town. So I actually ended up getting a job a town over in Danville, and then my manager at that moment, she lived out here. And so with, like, coming from Danville to Greensboro, it was very different, so much more diverse, very beautiful city. So,
well, what was it like? I can't imagine that it would be too much better for you in Danville, to be honest.
No. Not, and just imagine that Danville was an upgrade from Halifax. Yeah, we actually, me and my friend, we put an application in at the exact same place, the exact same application, and she got the job and I didn't. So that's what really clicked in my head, that it was just not going to happen, me trying to find any type of opportunity in that town. So
what kind of work were you thinking about and looking for?
Well, I mean, in Halifax, the biggest thing in there is it's like, the Walmart is the everything. So, yeah. I mean, I was playing at, like, you know, CVS and, like, local stores and things like that, but
when
fresh out of high
school. When did you decide on music?
Well, music actually has always been a passion of mine. I didn't start playing the guitar, though, until the end of 2009, but I've always loved music. It was always a calling for me.
Will you do a song for us now?
I definitely will. This song is actually called Revolutionary Love Music, and so it's named after my genre, revolutionary love music. I had this dream that God entrusted me. She gave me back a key to everything we're blind. Can I see? So I gave the key to them. It spurred an argument, and here I go again. And here I go again. I was having chai, sitting on a cloud with every people's god. So I asked them, why must we fight? They say lessons to be learned, but growth is only earned. And here I grow again. And here I go again. And here I grow again. And here I go again. I was fed with love. My umi told me so. My body grow, and I'm here cause I was born through her. She sat me in the world and pointed where to go. And here I go again. So here I grow again. And here I go again. And here I go again. Kiss your broken wings and teach you everything that I don't even know, and that's just fine. The final fight is love. There's feathers in our blood, so here we fly again. And here we fly again. And here I go again. And here I go again. They say life, how you choose it, revolutionary love music. Life is how you choose it, revolutionary love music. Life is how you choose it, revolutionary. Sitting on a cloud with every people's guide.
Leila Noor, going to be at the Casbah in Durham on Sunday, here with us at Upstage Cabaret in Greensboro right now. All right, a caution, I'm going to ask you this question. You may not answer. The music speaks for itself. What is revolutionary love music?
It's so crazy because every time people ask me that on interviews, like, I've got this long, dragged-out answer. So I was trying to figure out the shortest way to say it. And I feel like revolutionary love music is, like, an artistic calling to, like, humanity's soul. It's like a calling to feel and just love and change the world that way.
When you hear these stories that we told in the first two-thirds of our program about these tight-knit communities, large families under one roof, everybody watching out for everybody else, what was going through your mind?
Oh, my God. I was literally melting over here. It's beautiful. And I know they're saying, like, you know, not being used to it from our generation, but it's so different for me. Like, I'm one of 21 kids. I come from a very huge family, and I'm always used to being like, oh, yeah, like, families in this house, families in that house, and, like, families in three houses down the block, and, like, families in the next town, and I've got family up the East Coast and a few in Seattle and Florida, you know, so it's just, like, I'm used to this idea of family not always being blood-related, sometimes just being neighbors that I've always known, and sometimes just being in a situation with an amazing stranger, and it just deciding, like, you know what, like, your family, no matter where you go, we're going to be connected that way.
What happens when something about who you are makes it more difficult for that family to embrace you?
Yeah, it was a huge strain, especially with the importance that I've put on family. If anything, it's really helped me to redefine how I look at family. Now making my family more intentional and a consensual thing, you know, I've met so many people here in Greensboro that are my family, and I'm now working on trying to rebuild my relationship with my blood family. So it's a beautiful thing.
Will you do another song for us?
I definitely will.
Leila Noor.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. The song is called Palestine. Hello, boy. Where you from? What's your favorite toy? And what have you done to make them spill your blood? Across Jerusalem. Well, hello, girl. What's your name? I love your curves and your pretty face, but I heard that you raped by men in uniform. See, that just don't feel right. My pretty scared, but you're always brave for us. Till they shadow me, oh, oh, me, oh, please get up. There's men with guns, and we have to run. Cross the street without your hand. why don't they understand? See, something just ain't right. My pretty Palestine, my Palestine, oh, you are my mind, my love, Palestine, my Palestine, something just ain't right, no.
Leila Noor, going to be at the Casbah in Durham on Sunday, here with us at Upstage Cabaret in Greensboro right now. What's the Palestine, the name of that song?
Yeah.
What was the inspiration for that?
As it says, I woke up one morning after like being out and having fun and everything, and I just woke up with Palestine. Like, it was just on my heart in like such a really, really heavy way. And just thinking about how horrible... The horrible things that have happened to Palestine. I love maps. So for my birthday, somebody went and bought me 2 maps. And on both the maps, there's no Palestine. And that just, like, broke my heart in a major way, considering, you know, Israel's only been there for 65 years now. So it's a very heavy thing.
You said that you were raised Muslim, but that was part of the identity problem for you, the trouble that you had in connecting with your family. Do you still consider yourself a Muslim?
For the longest time, no. I did not consider myself a Muslim at all. But I actually recently went and took my Shahada, which is kind of like a baptism. So I went and actually did that again, more so in hopes of healing relationships than anything else. So
I was going to say, how are you navigating that?
It's a very interesting journey when my family is very, very passionate about their views on my lifestyle. One, being openly gay, which is different than being a closeted, this is my personal life, than going out there and advocating for gay rights. In addition to that, being a woman, dressing the way I do, being a woman, singing, being a woman playing a string instrument. So I'm just like breaking a whole lot of rules over here. I've recently met a really, really beautiful Muslim community out in Durham. I went out to the Eid, recently was the last Eid celebration. I went out there dressed as I am and was completely embraced by the men and the women, full on hugs, just like things that I've never experienced in Islam. And it was really beautiful. So it's actually revamped a lot of like my love. It's a very nostalgic feeling, so...
Leila, I'm going to ask you to play us out, but first I'm going to thank you for being on the program.
Thank
Leila Noor, everybody.
Thanks.
Leila Noor is going to be playing at 8 o'clock on Sunday at the Casbah. Doors open at 7. This is The State of Things. It is from North Carolina Public Radio. The State of Things is directed by Alex Granados, produced by Sean Wen and Nicole Campbell. Haley Sklut is our intern. Robin Copley, the technical director. Al Wadarski's helping out again today. Susan Davis is our senior producer. This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Leila Noor.
Thank you. And I am drift away into the sky. So the night gave my body to her eyes.